Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some gardening tips, give out some details for our countywide wheat plot tour, remind everyone of our upcoming farmers market, and go over some information for our annual Farm Safety Day camp coming June 9th. But first, for today's Did You Know? That Governor Kelly's recognized the contributions ranchers and feeders make to the state's economy last week by declaring May as Beef Month in Kansas. As the weather warms, people fire up their grill, grab their tongs, and reach for the mouth-watering steaks and real beef burgers to create memories with family and friends. In doing so, they are supporting the beef community that positively contributes to environmental, economic, and nutritional well-being of Kansans. According to the executive director of the Kansas Beef Council, the value of beef to the economy and social fabric of the state is remarkable. Kansas ranks third in the country with more than 6.5 million cattle. That's more than twice the state's human population of 2.9 million. Furthermore, Kansas ranks second in fed cattle marketed. In total, beef cattle and calves represent 51.5% of the 2019 Kansas agricultural cash receipts, bolstering and enhancing the spending power in local economies across the state. Kansas has about 45.8 million acres of farm ground, and not all of that land can be used to grow crops. Grazing cattle is an ideal technique for efficiency, utilizing grasses and plants growing over the 15.3 million acres of Kansas pastures and grasslands. These acres would be wasted if not for the ruminants like cattle, who can turn these resources into essential protein and nutrients for humans. In my wheat news, our McPherson County wheat plot tour is set for May 21st. We will be visiting three wheat plots in the county, starting at the Patrick plot at 10 a.m. along Highway 4 in Marquette, the Golly plot at 1 p.m. a quarter mile north of 23rd and Cheyenne, and the Strader plot at 3 p.m. just east of 4th and Cheyenne in Inman. Please plan to spend part of your day at one of the plots with the K-State wheat specialists and have your questions ready for them to answer on May 21st. In my gardening news, K-State Research and Extension urges gardeners to keep an eye out for the severe weather. There's a common joke in many parts of the country, and Kansas is no exception, that if you don't like the weather, well, wait just 15 minutes. That bit of sarcasm should be warning enough for Kansas gardeners who enjoy mostly mild conditions so far this spring. It may be nice today, but watch out for tomorrow. We are entering the storm season, and various areas of the state will likely have high winds, essential rainfall, and possibly hail. Kansans should be ready to help garden crops withstand the potential for severe weather. Depending on the type of adverse conditions, here are a few recommendations. The force of rainfall pounding on the soil can result in a thick crust that prevents seeds from emerging and particularly blocks oxygen from reaching the plant's roots. To correct this problem, gardeners should lightly scrape the top of the surface after it is dried. Standing water cuts off the oxygen to the plant's roots and damages the plant if it doesn't drain quickly enough. Most plants can withstand 24 hours of standing water without harm. But hot, sunny weather can make a bad situation worse because the water becomes hot enough to cook the plants. Try cutting a small channel that allows the water to drain is an easy fix. Most plants should recover quickly from a hailstorm because leaves regenerate quickly. The situation becomes more serious if the stems and the fruit are damaged. The plant can recover from a few bruises, but if it looks like the plant was mowed down by a whipweed, they should be replanted. Water and wind can cause plants to lean sharply to one direction. There's not much one can do in this case, and they should start by straightening after a few days. But don't try to bend them back, as they often can break easily. In my extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, fresh meats, and so much more. The start date for the market this year will be May 22nd, here at the Round Top on the 4-H fairgrounds. If anyone is interested in being a weekly vendor, contact us here at the Extension office. And lastly, we will be hosting the Farm Safety Day Camp on June 9th here at the Extension campus. This camp is open to all 8 and 12-year-olds. A flyer is being sent home to all grade school students from every school in the county that lists all the details. RSVP is due back to the Extension office by May 27th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a happy Friday.